So it won't be stressful. Still stressful. Okay, number one, your mind is too fast. Can you see it? Your mind is with long pause. So just be aware. Last year, she encountered a difficulties like her mother. It was paralyzed, and then to just take care of her. She put up her mind that she practice and no, she take care of Arahant. He said that this good. She tried to do walking meditation as much as she can, and if she couldn't do it, she is breathe in, be aware, and exhale, be aware. She asked for homework. He said that it's a difficult times to take care of the person who get paralyzed because it's a very long time, and this is a good time to build up the virtue. So you have to take care of your mind. If you can do it, your virtue will get greater and greater because it's so difficult times. It's so difficult, especially for those who got paralyzed for the whole body. You have to take very good care. You have to sweep the body, turn around to left and right. And it's a very long time, and it's taking a very a lot of number of days. So be with the present. Don't think that, oh, how many days left. You have to be like this. Just make up your mind that you'll take care of Arahant. So keep on practicing. This is a good time. It's not for opportunity for other people. So right now your mind is not at the best yet. So can you inhale, be aware, comfortably. Keep on breathing. See, your mind is getting to the best. See, it's suffering. So see the suffering. When you have energy, just see the suffering. But once you get exhausted, just make up your mind to be in the relaxing way. And then your mind will come to the best, and then see the suffering. Keep on taking good care of your mother, and then at the same time practicing. For outside you see that the suffering with your mother, but for inside you see the suffering in your mind. Okay, number two. You are over focusing. Can you see it? Can you feel that? She said a little. Oh, that's good, that is a little. So she asked for homework. So he said that he taught since the morning. This is all the homework. So can you know that you might drift out? Yes. So just inhale, you can chant put. Exhale, you can chant to. If your mind is drift out and think, you know that your mind is doing so. So just keep breathing in and out, breathing out, and then you'll be aware of that. Your samadhi will get better. You can see that your body is getting weaker and weaker, have sore more and more. This is all suffering. So keep on practicing. So first, practicing in a way that your mind will be come to the best. Number three, this is his first time. He practiced in the formal meditation every day. trip up sometimes, over focusing sometimes. He said, good. So good. Don't have to be aware all the time. If you try to be aware all the time, it's over focusing. So just trip up and be aware. Don't trip up too long. Are you tripping up too long? He said, yes, sometimes. So the noise too long. He said that don't trip up too long, just a little. This is beautiful. So if it's tripping up too long, it's going to be like animal. Can you notice that the animal is trip up for a long time? So if you do like this, the circle of sympathetic will get shorter and shorter. Okay, number four. Your mind is trip up. Can you notice that? He said yes. Okay, just be around more often. He listened to a CD for a year. He said, oh, within a year, you're doing like this, it's good. So this is second time to sending him a homework. He can notice that he is over focusing when he do formal meditation. So he stopped for a month because he afraid. So he tried to be aware and be mindfulness during the daytime. So he asked for his homework. He said that you should do formal meditation. Even though you are over-focusing, you just be aware. So do you know that why is it that you are over-focusing? Because you have eager, the greed arising. Then you over-focusing. Once you be aware that your mind is having a greed, the greed will disappear. Then the over-focusing will not occur. Once you over-focusing, you don't want it to be like that, the greed arising again. So be aware that your mind have a greed more often, the over-focusing will be less and less. You should know the cause of over-focusing, which is the greed. Once you keep on learning this, your mind will have more power. Okay, keep on practicing. He feel that he is too tired to see the mind, so he end up doing the body. Nopa said, that's fine. But can you notice that the mind and the body are two different things? See the body is moving and the mind is an observer. See that the body is not yours. Once the wisdom arising, it will be abandoned the body, and then it can come to the mind. Longpa also used to see the body when he was a kid, and then the body just disappear, and there's only mind left. And after that, he can see that the mind and the body are two different things and it will not come together anymore. So just keep on seeing that the body is moving and the mind is an observer. Okay, number five. Are you excited? She said yes. She said her moral code is getting better and have more mindfulness. She do every day the formal meditations, but she's over focusing. And he said that the same as he taught number four. Even though you're over-focusing, just keep on practicing. But you're not too, your over-focusing is not too much. Right now, you are not that strong or focusing, so just be aware. Because you want to be good, you want to be happy, just be aware that your mind has greed. Once your mind doesn't have greed, there will be no more over-focusing. If you are not doing the form of meditation for a long time, the energy will be deteriorating. Longpa used to do the samatha 22 years, and he watching the mind for 2 years. He thought that he watching the mind, but actually he's not, because the energy is not there anymore. His mind is just out there and then stuck out there. The over-focusing cannot be fixed, but you can fix the cause of that, which is the greed. Just be aware that your mind have a greed. Once you notice that your mind doing so, the greed will disappear. So she's doing okay, it's getting much better. Good. Okay, number six. Are you excited? She saw the YouTube for a month. She saw from the computer. So she watched the YouTube from her son's computer. Her mind just be awake, and then she do the formal meditation morning and night. She drift off sometimes, she have mindfulness sometimes. He said it's good. He said right. So just be aware of whatever arising in your heart. One day the wisdom just arise, and then if you see that everything just temporarily, the mind will release and let go. Have no more ego. Keep on practicing. But right now your mind is out of the base. The mind is at the monitor. So if like this, just inhale. Maybe the microphone has no more battery. Okay, number seven. She said she's over-focusing. She said that her mind is blank and disappear. He said it is not good. The body disappear is fine, but the mind disappear is not good. So just be aware. You need to have a mindfulness. If you don't have the mindfulness, it will be disappeared. So you need to gain more energy for the mindfulness. Or you can move your body. You can wipe the floor and see the body is moving, which is this one is better. So the mind shouldn't be vanished. If the mind is disappear, it means that you're not practicing. So he sent the homework 3 years ago, and his homework was washing the body. So he asked for his advice. So he said that you're doing better. So from now, have more mindfulness. Right now, you're over-focusing. Whenever the body is moving, just be aware. And the mind is changing, just be aware. You don't have to have any intentional. Then you'll be able to see. What you're doing is fine. And what else? He said no more. Okay, next. She listened for many months now. Right now, she can be aware of her body and mind more. Right now, she have more understanding. She do walking meditation and see the body is moving during the daytime. He said that, okay, you can see the body is moving and then eventually you will see the mind more often. The reason why you see the body is moving, then you can see the mind's working after. Keep on learning from step to step. Right now, see the body is moving, and once the mind drifts off, just be aware. The mind is drift off. Just be aware. If you're excited, what should you do? If you're excited, just be aware that your mind is doing so. And if you come back to the breathing and breathe out, it means that you don't want to be excited. Want to see that you're excited and you inhale, be aware. You exhale, be aware in the relaxing way. Can you feel that your mind is quite easy? Just be aware of how your mind is working more often, and then it will be gradually developed. You drift off and think again. Can you notice that? So just be aware when your mind is drift off and think, and just be aware of your body and your mind. So she has love of anger. He said that you have a good merit to have anger, much better than you have more delusion. Anger has more. Once your mind have anger, your mind is suffering, and then the wisdom arises that this is not good and you want to be abandoned of this, which is good that you have anger more often if you have awareness. You don't have to fix this, just be aware. Is she come to the right track? He said yes. But right now her mind is out of the base. Her mind is running to Longpo. Okay, number 11. This is her fourth time. Oh, she can hear a noise, a strange noise on her daily life, and also on her when she do the meditation, sitting meditations. He said, what kind of noise is that? He said that it doesn't matter what noise that, but the important thing is once you hear the noise, you come back, you know that how is it that your mind work. If your mind have curiosity, just be aware that your mind have curiosity. When you see things, when you hear things, whatever arising in your heart, just be aware. Because the mind is the leader. Just be aware of your mind. This is called practicing, the ultimate practicing. So keep on practicing like this. So she feel afraid when she hear that. And she wonder what noise is that. So if you're afraid, just be aware that you're afraid, and that phenomena will be disappeared. Whatever arising will disappear. So whatever arising on your heart, just be aware, and then you see that all emotional just come and go, suffering come and go, good and bad things come and go. Keep on seeing like this until the wisdom arise. You understand that whatever arising, that thing will be disappeared. She said, he said that she practicing good, her mind is bright. Number 12, he has rapture. He said that even though the rapture arises, don't let it dominate your mind. If it dominates your mind, just be aware. You can have the rapture, but don't let it overwhelm your mind. So the rapture is not good or bad. It's just one phenomena arising. If you're not aware of that, it will dominate your mind. And if you not be aware, that is not good. And if it's dominate your mind and then you're aware of that, this is good. You can see that the rapture is one thing that is seen by your mind. So keep practicing like this. So he do walking meditation. So once he walk, he see the leaf falling down, and then he's about to grab that leaf. And he said that if he died at that time, what's gonna happen? He said that, you're going to the good life, because once you're about to grab it, you'll be aware of that, of that moment. And the mindfulness will arise. But don't be aware of that leaf. You have to be aware of your mind that is going into that leaf. This is great. So during the time that you're going to pass away, you see that your mind is running out. You just be aware of that. He can answer for another four people. He saw that his mind drift off often. He said, good. He said that once you see your mind is drift off, it means that you have an awareness. You can see the mind drift off and think, and you have the awareness. It means that you have awareness, and then you have concentrations, and then you can see that you cannot control things and it's impermanent. You gain the wisdom. Okay, keep on practicing. You not practice to get the good deed or not to drift off and think. You cannot control that. But once you drift off and think, you just have an awareness. This is good. She feels that her mind is deteriorating. She's not respect triple chains. At the beginning, she felt that she has lots of rapture, but right now she's kind of indifferent. He said that if she has equanimity, which is good, but indifferent is not good. For example, like if her mind is getting dull, in this case, she needs to have faith in Buddha. She has to think that her life is suffering and lots of uncertainty along the way. She needs to have more courage and remind the mind and teach the mind that her job is not finished yet. Her mind is kind of indifferent, it's not equanimity. He said that she's too tired. She's too exhausted. So when she take care of the patient and her mind is kind of bored or get exhausted, she just be aware of that feeling. She's a nurse and lots of work and hard work. So once she got exhausted and the mind is just don't want to do things, just be aware of that. So she doesn't have to wait until finishing the work. But during the daytime, just be aware how her mind is working. Like if she saw this patient and she's kind of irritating, just be aware. And sometimes she look at another patient and she feel compassion, just be aware. But if she wait until she finish work, is too exhausted, have no more energy to practice, just lay down and sleep. She didn't have problem with the patient, but she has a problem with her boss. He said that he has experienced that before. He used to have a troubled boss. At that time, his practice was progressed very fast, but after that, he got a new job and got a good salary, good life. At that time, his practice is not progressing well compared to the previous one. So this is her first time. She's not sure whether she practiced correctly. And she said that I thought I was good. So the people here just jealous because she know that she did good things. So just notice that the mind is changing and it's not the same from day to day. If you cannot see the mind, just see the body is changing. So either one is fine, just be aware of your body and mind. This is called practicing. So her mind is not coming to the best. She can watch the body is moving. He said that your mind is distracted too much. Just come back to do the meditations and have the mind come back to the base. Right now, her mind is bright outside there and has the distraction of insight. Just be aware when you breathe in. Gently touch the breath in. No, it's too strong now. It's too tight now. She said that she couldn't stop. So once the mind is outside, just inhale, be aware, just do it a couple of times, not more than 3 times. So keep practicing to have the mind come back to the base and have it at the base without any intentional. Okay, that's all. Okay. He's going to give a good wish. Okay, on New Year, just behave, just have mindfulness. Your life is getting better without any wish from other people. You just create your best wish on your own. Other people just give you an encouragement. A good wish is having a mindfulness and have a wisdom to protect your mind, and your mind will be developed more and more. If you're not suffering your life, that's good enough. So just be aware of your body and mind. See the true characteristics of your body and mind. This is the most important thing. Other than that, it's just an encouragement.